Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of podcast, the real following is not Earth.
You're something like that.
I'd like to address the questions I keep hearing about AI. Whether I'm out running errands or minding my own business, crouching under a window while the family sits down to dinner. AI represents a thin, joyless version of creativity that gathers millions of examples of content and mixes them all together to create a product of uniform quality and predictability. And to address your concerns, we are working to incorporate it as soon as possible. Please give us time. Until that day, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Good morning, sweetheart. Thank you for doing it this early, Arnie. I know you don't usually like to record in the mornings.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just making sure. Last week, I thought you were talking to me, but you were flirting with someone at the bar. So when you said good morning, sweetheart, that was for me?
Arnie, what are you doing? I'm flirting with someone at the bar.
Oh, fuck. I messed it up again.
She left. But now that you mention it, Arnie, it is pretty early, earlier than we normally record.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know how you told me in confidence that you can only get horny in the morning?
Yes, but thank you for bringing that into the podcast.
Arnie, what if we did a spinoff podcast that's Arnie's Horny Morning?
Okay.
Should I come over to the bar?
Yeah, I think so.
Usador, we always do it at the bar. We've never done it at the table.
Don't think that's right.
Yeah, and Arnie, that's the kind of talk we need for Arnie's Horny Morning. Is like, that's we always right. Do it at the bar. And, you know how yesterday you ate all the cookies out of the cookie jar?
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit what my grandma would call ornery.
Yeah.
So what if it's Arnie's Ornery Horny Morning?
Okay. This is getting increasingly difficult to say.
Okay, you said that without warning.
Arnie's Ornery Horny Morning? Seems fine to me.
Arnie's Ornery Horny Morning.
Arnie's Ornery Horny Morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys are saying it the same every time. I think you're changing words, but I can't be sure.
Arnie, shows evolve. Well, most shows evolve.
Guys. Look, I don't know how comfortable I am being kind of horny on Maine. You know, like not on the main feed, maybe being horny on the Patreon?
But the Patreon's a Patreon. Arnie, we need spinoffs. You always say everything needs to be content, right?
Sure.
You being horny should be not excluded from that.
I guess is it maybe time after I've monetized everything else that I finally monetize the fleeting moments when I'm horny?
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Don't talk to me until I fucked mugs.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about the merch tie-ins.
I don't know. You know, I kind of hate this idea, but it's making me horny.
Did somebody say makes me horny?
Oh, hey.
Oh, yes. Yes, I don't know who this is, but this is my favorite guest.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I don't really have anything to say on that, but I love to talk about being horny in general.
Yeah,
but,
sure. An in-road for sure.
Yeah, sorry. I'm out of breath. Listen, I have two questions. I hope you can help me answer.
Sure.
We have thousands of answers.
Amazing. Great. That's perfect. Question number one, can I have a sip of that glass?
Of what's in the glass or the glass itself? I want to be clear.
Can I have a sip of what's in the glass? I don't want to sip. I want to turn the glass into liquid and then drink it.
Okay. Yes, please, have some.
Okay, God.
Whoa, he downed the glass.
Sorry about that. Okay, question number two. Care to make a wager, fellas?
Whoa.
Ooh. How much you talking?
God, I mean, I could... enough for a fine meal at this establishment. I've never been here before. I'm sure there's a lot of good eats around here.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet every piece of gold I own I win.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Okay, well just very quickly, I'm Arnie. I'm from another world. This is my friend, Chun. He's a talking badger.
Hello.
And I haven't introduced him yet, but this is Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and lo, I am the one wizard who stands proud and true, defiant of the evil waves of the evil ways of the new wizards. I gotta workshop that one.
I told you, you need note cards. Bring note cards.
I'll bring note cards next week.
Yeah. And do you mind introducing yourself, or is that part of the wager? Is this like a Rumpelstiltskin situation?
No, that, I wish. That guy's so cool. Yeah. No, this is a bit of a different situation. My name is Duncan Potato Grease, and I'm actually kind of a magic guy myself. I don't have as many words behind mine, but I think I'm a similar thing to you, sir, good wizard.
Oh, another magic user in our midst. What art's thou? Sorcerer? Necromancer?
More of a, like a magic, I don't know that it's as defined as either of those two. More of like a magic, punching bag, so to speak.
I'm not trying to put you in a box. Guy who knows some magic.
You know what? I'm going to make that the title of this episode. Guy Who Knows Some Magic.
Yeah, I know. I dabble in it. I mean, I would never be like, I know the most. I'm not trying to win that kind of wager.
And there would be no need, for I, a great wizard, stands before you who knows all the magic.
Okay. Well, listen. It sounds like you know a lot about magic. I know some about magic. Mm-hmm. Seems like you'd be confident to make a wager in a little game I like to call Get Absolutely Rocked in the Face with Magic.
Okay.
Ooh, is this part of Arnie Gets Horny in the Morning?
Hey, did somebody say horny?
Hey, Arnie, if we're doing a morning show, no better first guest than Duncan Potato Grease. One, potato grease makes for delicious hash browns. Mm-hmm. And two, Foon basically runs on Duncan.
It's true.
He's the morning. Well, he's the god of the morning, Duncan.
Oh, I see.
God of the morning. I like the sound of that. I've been called a god of many things, mostly getting absolutely rocked in the face with magic.
Okay.
But I could use a couple more names at the end of mine.
Sure. Oh, I'm deeply embarrassed. I meant Duncan, the god of the morning, the god.
Oh, right. Hey,
Duncan's a great name. I'm sure you're a great Duncan.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
But I'm talking about Duncan, the god of the sky, who's a god. Unless you're here, I know he sometimes comes down to Foon in disguise as like a owl, and he like will, you know, like.
He's Bruce's brother.
He's Bruce's brother.
Bruce the sky god.
Yeah.
Duncan's
his
brother.
Okay. That's right. Because my mom loved Duncan. That's why I was named Duncan.
Oh.
It's sort of like, you know, when there's like a famous person that you name your kid after because you like kind of their vibe. But then I turned out like this.
I see. Isn't there also the god Tim Horton, the slightly more regional god of the morning?
Oh, yeah. That's my brother's name, Tim Horton.
Oh.
And I think it's for that guy. He's exactly like him.
Tim Horton of the Northern Skies.
Tim
Horton.
Yeah,
he's actually very similar to him.
Tim Horton of the
Northern
Skies.
He's got sandwiches.
He's got sandwiches.
I'm not really from that area, so I'm assuming.
Sure. I will say I do like Tim Horton, the god, better, but it's just you rarely see him. He's
that's true.
A little more elusive. Yeah,
he takes more faith.
Yes.
Never see him. Just got to believe.
So, Usidore, I think you were posed with a wager.
Yeah, it's time to put a cock in his face.
What? Well, I've already accepted the wager, but I think I'm supposed to... think we're supposed to rock each other in the face with magic. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
So I just blast you in the face with magic.
I'm going to draw a line on the boards of the floor. Okay. Right here in chalk. Stand back. I'm going to... can we move these stools for a second? Maybe get a little semicircle around here?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
yeah. Let me just
whip those over there.
Gonna have to throw it.
Okay, great. Can you throw it a little further away? I can still see it.
Yeah, let me go. Let me go grab it.
Oh, so you don't want to see it, like totally out of your eye line.
I don't want to see any stools at all.
Don't kick it either.
Let me go grab it. Now I'm bring it back over here.
Just pick it up and move it.
He didn't say scooch it. He said move it. Okay.
All right.
Listen, we got to set up the area, semicircle, get a bit of a crowd going. Okay. You and I, we put our toes on this line right here.
Okay.
And it's your first time playing, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar, no. Oh.
Okay. So lock in your most powerful spell.
Okay.
And just put your hand, I want to say, a quarter inch away from my face.
Okay.
If that's a good length for you.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Duncan. I like to give Usador a lot of shit, but just to be clear, this is Usador the Blue. He defeated the Dark Lord. You want him to lock in his most powerful spell?
Yeah, or, you know, if there's a medium powerful spell that you shoot like 10 times in a row, that would be fine.
Okay.
Just something that would probably be a deadly spell for an average person.
Okay, okay.
And you said a quarter inch from your face.
Quarter inch from my face. You could angle it at my chin. You could do it towards my ear. That's not my favorite, but you can.
Okay.
And then after that, I get to do it to you.
Okay. It's not simultaneous. We take turns. Okay, great. I understand.
We take
that.
Turns.
All right.
I'm giving hospitality rules. That's what we call it.
Sure.
Hospitality rules is I let the new guy go first.
Arnie, are you familiar with hospitality rules?
No. I mean, I sometimes say hospitality rules.
These are the rules you set up when it seems like one of you is about to go to the hospital.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've played this game many times. I've been hit pretty hard in the face.
Okay.
That's kind of my magic is absolutely getting rocked in the face.
Okay.
Sure. Huh. Now that you say that, I do notice that your neck and head are almost shaped like a scythe, like the end of a scythe.
Yeah.
Like it's your neck, and then your face is almost like a crescent moon resting on the neck.
But I know what you're talking about because it is my face, and I'm trying to.
We have glass here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking for a mirror to sort of picture what you're saying. My neck turns into, it's like the top of a scythe. My whole head goes forward almost like a beak.
Guess I said scythe, and then I was like, crescent moon might be a better, because you do have a chin.
Yeah, right. I thought I would. It's not a strong chin, but I feel like I have a good chin.
It's a slightly concaved face.
Yeah, the middle of your face is not probably where it started at.
Yes, I see what you're saying. So where my nose is traditionally would be the furthest part out of a normal person's face. You know, for me, it's about 6 inches back. It's I would say my cheekbones are second to that, and then my ears are actually the things that come the closest to the front of my head.
I could not have said it.
It's like you were like a cheap plastic toy, and someone just kind of like pushed in the face.
Yes. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I never thought we'd get hung up on someone describing their own face, but if any face we're going to get hung up on, I think yours is deserving.
And if any show was ever going to accomplish it, it was this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken many shots of powerful magic straight into the face, and I think I'm pretty good at it. I think that's a skill I have, is what I'll get.
Okay. Well, you're still here, so that says a lot.
Thank you.
Should the rest of us take cover?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see where those stools ended up?
Yeah.
Before everyone takes cover, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ghouls and goblins, mages and sirens of all ages, we are here. Arnie, what's the name of this tavern again?
The Wanderlust.
The Wanderlust. Sorry, I'm just so sorry. It's early. It's morning. Also, I don't think this is a good episode for our first episode of Arnie's Horny Morning, because I think this guy's about to die. We are here live, ringside.
So sorry to interrupt you, Chuck.
Yeah.
I really hope And I'm not saying I think it's going to break one way or the other. I just really hope that seeing somebody die doesn't make me horny. Like, I hope I don't discover that about myself.
Yeah, that would suck as a kink.
Like, I'm not saying, like, I feel like even voicing that sounds weird, sounds suspect. I was just being honest about something that occurred to me.
Yeah. Well, I remember when we were back in on Earth, when I was for the first time on Earth in the 1980s, you kept trying to show me David Cronenberg's Crash.
Sure. Yeah. Famously.
And I wouldn't watch it.
Famously a movie from the 80s.
You said you had an early copy because your uncle knew David Cronenberg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. We are here ringside for the main event, which is two guys rocking each other in the face with magic.
Did somebody say horny? Sorry, I was
man
in the middle of a complicated stretch where I couldn't use my mouth.
He stretched his mouth a lot. I noticed that was happening. I wasn't sure if he was okay.
And I'm 99% sure he was trying to suck his own dick, which I don't know.
You always think that, though, to be fair. I mean, I agree, but also you always think that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just on the... in this corner, we have Duncan Potato Grease.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Ain't my first rodeo, I'll tell you that.
And in this corner, we have Usador the Blue, etc. All right.
I'm honored to be a challenger here today.
Gentlemen, start your magic.
Oh, shit, I'm going to run and die behind this.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay, Usador.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
If you see where my hand is, just sort of this area around, you know, the kind of the T-zone of your face is, I think, is just, if you're looking at that, that's great. I think that's, you're going to do awesome. This is going to be great. Whatever happens, you are not liable. This is fun for me.
I was going to use kind of an explosive concussive spell. It's just like sort of one huge blast of white light.
Great.
And if you want me to hit to the T-zone, though, I could mentholate it.
You know what? Actually, do what feels comfortable to you. I'm
okay.
Ready.
All right, I'll just do the classic then.
All right.
Explosos Gazebo Shababa!
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I don't know what was worse, was singing or the noise he made. Oh, Duncan.
Duncan. This is part of it.
Oh. Don't worry, everyone. This is part of it.
God, that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was so much worse than so many of them.
I've blown out entire walls of dungeons with that spell. I'm surprised you're alive.
Wow. Whoa. I'm crying.
Oh, he's crying.
Are you okay?
I'd just like to say for the record,
what's that?
It's usually less than that.
Oh.
God.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, you said to use one of my strongest spells.
I did. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Okay. Oh. Well, I feel terrible, but it's your turn now, and you're alive.
Okay.
I really wish he had signed up a literal waiver versus just a verbal, you know, he just kind of verbally said, this is
fine.
He just
waved at him.
He didn't sign anything.
I thought, I'm going to be honest, I thought the people I hang out with are less powerful than that.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Feel like I lost all the hair on my head.
Yeah, there's not much hair left.
Yeah.
And you've got hair.
I do? Where?
Yeah, it just isn't...
It's like, on that wall behind you.
If you like turn around again like you did just a second ago, there's quite a bit in the back.
This way?
It's pretty patchy.
All right.
Yeah.
God, I didn't really... I swear I didn't think it would be that bad.
Oh, can I see in your mouth? Can I see in your mouth real
quick? Yeah, hold on.
Did you swallow some of your teeth?
I think I lost all the front teeth and the bottom teeth.
Yeah, but that's all but the front and the bottom ones.
All of the bottom one are gone and just the front one.
Front, top, all bottom. Okay.
Oh.
Well, we can see what we can do about that. You know, afterwards. Okay. But.
God. Well, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah. Chunt.
Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah, go for it. Chunt, go crazy here.
Chunt, real quick, if you're keeping track, didn't make me horny.
Okay.
Did somebody say horny?
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard someone cry.
Wait a minute. When he said that, some of his hair grew back. Interesting. It is. Okay. Wow.
Wait, what happened? Oh, wow. Got a little more hair. Okay. Sorry. I really came into this with a lot more confidence, and I'm just going to try to finish strong.
Okay,
this is sort of a new era of this for me. Yeah.
So sorry.
All right. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready. Yes, please.
Okay. I'm mostly known for how good of a hit I can take in the face versus how powerful it is when I hit other people in the face.
Yeah.
So I win by just kind of tiring them out.
Sure.
And so knowing that, here's my most powerful blast. Hope you enjoy.
Here we go.
Sizzle.
Okay. Okay, that was something. I mean, Did I get you? Yeah, look at my hat. You singed the edge of my hat. Good job.
Are you able to take a mulligan if you accidentally like misdid it and to do it again?
Quiet, Arnie. It's my turn again. All right, you ready?
That's right. I guess we got to keep going because we're both still in it.
We keep going, right?
How until do we know someone, how yeah. many? Yeah, until yeah, you keep going until what?
It's until someone gives up. And I've won a lot, but in a different situation where they weren't like this guy. Yeah. And so I got to keep going because it's all I got. This is all I have.
Of course. Just a quick check-in. Arnie.
Yeah.
Even when Duncan said, get ready for my biggest blast or whatever he said, nothing?
That didn't make me... No, not yet. Not horny yet.
Get ready for a big blast? Okay. All right. I hate to say this, but round... fuck. This absolutely sucks. Round two. This, okay. Oh, boy.
Here we go. Okay.
I'm going to turn around. I cannot watch this.
You ready?
Hey, okay. What did we bet for again? I'm blanking on it.
I think all my gold.
Okay.
So wait a second. If you lose, you have to give the equivalent of all the gold that Usador has?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Let's worry about that later.
And sorry, just...
Okay.
Just real quick, puts on some gloves. Usador, can you give me a big old Gale of Lichtenkammer?
Gaylev Lichtenkammer!
All right, I'm going to take this candlestick that just got lit with eternal light. I'm going to... can you just look at me, Duncan? Just bring your eyes right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you over here?
Okay. Arnie, this guy is deeply concussed. I've never seen someone so concussed.
Those eyeballs are operating totally independent of one another.
Yeah,
I feel like I can almost feel how dilated they are.
Yeah.
And then shrinking and then wait, hold on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
right, let's worry about it later. Come on.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm dunking potato grease.
The worst sign is he can't coherently describe eye dilation.
Yeah, what's your excuse? here now. Let us, you said any of my most powerful spells, right?
Do your worst, because I'm dunking potato grease, and I've never lost at getting the rock to the face with magic contest.
Well, here you go. This is one of my most powerful spells. It's a friendship spell.
And probably the last one you can do. Friendship spell?
Yeah, it's very powerful, though. Whoever you first see, when you stand up again, you will be friends with them for the rest of your life.
Okay.
It will blow you back several feet, though.
All right, I'll take it.
Ooh, I think Duncan just tried to give a thumbs up, and he just raised his knee. This is bad. This is real bad.
Knees up. Let's do it.
No one told you to not be this way.
Oh, God.
I thought you said that was a friend spell.
That was a mostly positive spell.
It's my most powerful friendship spell.
Also, did you slap him three times real quick or four? It was like a...
Yeah, I did it.
Was that three or four?
I think it's four.
You're my best friend. You're my best friend.
His eyes are all over the place. I don't know who he's talking
to. I think he's talking to that chair, maybe?
Yeah, let me pick him up.
The collective you. Collective you.
All three of us. Wonderful. Okay.
All three of you. And the crowd. And the stools in the bar.
Oh, shit.
Collectively, my best friend.
There's got to be 500 items in this tavern. What? Oh.
I feel lucky. I feel so lucky to have so many best friends.
You should. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Let's help him stand up.
Oh, yeah, okay. And a polite applause for taking that to the heart of several hits.
Let's hear.
You don't have to clap. You're good friends.
Okay.
Chunt, the applause did make me a little horny.
Well, I've always known that about you. Okay.
All right, it's your turn. It's your turn, Duncan. What do you got?
I can't hit a friend. I can't hit a friend like you.
Okay, we skipped to round three. Yep, you forfeit this round. We skipped to round three. You sort of whenever you're ready.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay.
All right.
Lay it on me. You're my best friend. You got to do it. You have to. And I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
As your friend, I got 6 copper to my name. And you don't deserve that. But I will work the rest of my life to pay you back.
Okay.
And we do have to just, Arnie and I do just have to step in here to legally just do some quick tests. Duncan, are you with me here?
Who said that?
It's Chunt. Look down.
I'm looking down, aren't I? Am I looking down?
I don't think so.
You're looking in 2 different directions.
How about now?
That's better.
Duncan, kitten is to cat as puppy is to blank.
Kitten is to cat as puppy is to blank.
Okay, he's fit to fight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, copied that perfectly.
Lay it on me.
Let's see, one of my most powerful spells. Oh, I know. This one opens a portal.
What?
This one opens a portal to a kind of a pocket dimension.
Okay, wow, these are so esoteric. It's usually just blasts of fire right in the face. I'll take it.
Let's
do
fire.
Do a portal to my
face. Do you want fire?
Nah, not really. Not from you. But let's do a portal. Let's do a portal right into my noggin.
Okay, well, how about this? Let's compromise. I am a wizard of light and darkness. I control one of my primary elements is manipulation of the visual light spectrum. So why don't I blast you in the face with pure darkness?
Oh, okay. I think I could handle that. I mean, I handle a lot of, like, worse stuff than darkness. This should be fine.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put this piece of rope in my mouth.
Okay, good idea.
Oh, and Arnie, I'm going to give him just a little assist here. Horny.
Did somebody... Sorry, let me take this out of my mouth. Yeah. Did somebody say horny?
Oh, air back.
Yeah. That should help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Got a little rat tail.
Now to blast you in the face with a pure darkness that will devour your soul.
Okay.
But just the face soul, right?
I mean, you know. Adataras Talakatan!
Okay. This isn't so bad. I think I'm handling it. Wait. I don't know. Oh, no.
I'm alone. My friends are all gone, and I'm alone.
Okay. You know, I'm starting to feel a little weird about this.
Starting to feel a little weird about this?
I think it's best, Arnie. I think maybe I should concede and let him have the win.
I mean, he's gonna take all of your money, but
that's all your gold. User, how much gold do you have?
Well, he said he had 6 or 7 coppers. I probably have 10.
Oh, that's right. You usually do every episode end up losing all of your money, so
I do that a lot.
You probably don't have much money.
But then I go into a dungeon and there's hordes of it there. I just gobble that shit up.
I see. He just happened to catch you between dungeons.
He caught me between dungeons.
Quick cue. The darkness probably ends pretty soon, right? It's probably going to be over soon, right?
Oh, I'd say you've got, not long, a month or two.
Oh. Okay.
I wonder if he thinks the darkness is his friend.
Well, let's go to break. And I'll,
hello, darkness, my old friend. It's good to see you again.
Let's go to break. I'll count my money, and I'll see if I want to concede after the break. How's that sound?
Yeah, and remember, guys, no talking during the break. Let's just have the sound of silence.
Okay, Arnie Chunt, I have a little more money than I thought. I have 12 copper. I have 12 copper. I have 3 silver. And 1 gold piece. I think that's a pretty good haul.
So,
for a couple months of, darkness in your soul, getting your face blasted off.
Yeah, he's earned it.
I could probably throw in a free sandwich or something. I just feel bad. Like,
yeah, you want a sandwich?
Who said that?
It's Usador, your best friend.
Oh, Usador. It's been too long. It's been too long.
Did you want to take
how long?
It's been, I don't know, maybe like 5-ish minutes or so.
Oh. Okay, I thought it was a week or two, but okay, yeah, good to know.
Everything starts to feel like an eternity when you get blasted in with a darkness that devours your soul.
I'm realizing the caliber of magic user I am up against is way, way under caliber for this establishment. And hats off to you.
Yeah, where are you from? Who are the people you normally meet in bars?
Oh, okay. I'm. If you follow, what's the nearest river that goes south?
Probably Spindle River.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So Spindle, you go down Spindle till it forks.
I love to drift on the Spindle River. By the way, I love the Spindrift.
It's amazing. You get a little tube. You get open a crack open a cold one. You get in the water and crack open a cold one is that guy sells ice on the edge of the water that has a beverage inside it.
Yeah. So crack that ice open.
You crack open that cold one. And then you float. You go that 6 days or so. There's a little community of, I think it's mostly exiled magic users. And exiled for not being good at it is what I'm having to assume at the moment.
Yeah.
Because, wow, this is a different ball game. Hats off.
What are some of the names of the magic users that have rocked your face previously?
Oh, God. There's Tristan Potato Salad. There's Lisa Potato Onion.
Cousins. These are your cousins.
These are my cousins. Yeah,
you fight with your, like, sorry, you fight with your cousins, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it's me and my cousins kind of battling for fun, for drinks.
So you basically fought your cousins and then decided to go challenge one of the most powerful wizards.
I can take any of them.
Sure.
I can take any of them. And so by the lessons learned there, I thought I should go upriver.
Sure.
So 6 days downriver, 25 weeks upriver, and I'm here. And this is the first establishment I saw that felt like there was someone I could really go toe-to-toe with.
Arnie, it's much longer to go upriver because the current is against you.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a series of riddles that have to be solved along the way. When you go the other way, the riddles are kind of behind you. You can't really see them.
I see.
It felt that way. I'm not good at them.
Nobody is. Their riddles are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Chunt, I thought you liked riddles.
A lot of people think that. They're actually abhorrent. They're disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's every answer is like egg or shadow or like the shadow of an egg. They're bad.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a chair or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And why don't you, speaking of chairs, why don't you have a seat, Duncan?
Yeah.
Am I not sitting down?
Or did you want to take your next turn?
Oh, it's my turn? I'm forfeiting it again one more time.
You're forfeiting your turn. Okay, well...
I'm pretty sure you got to be close to out, right?
It's back to me. No, I have thousands of these.
Okay.
It's going to be really hard to throw this.
Let's see. Well, here's the thing, though. I think I just concede. I think I concede. You can have my money.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's crying again.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. You're my best friend.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I'm still undefeated.
I'm undefeated. Oh, yeah, you're undefeated. Good job. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am still undefeated. I can't wait to tell my cousins this.
We're all very proud of you. Would you like a sandwich from the bar to go with your money?
Am I not holding a sandwich right now?
That's your arm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm holding my own arm.
You've taken a couple bites out of it.
Well, I was pretty sure I put it between two pieces of bread, and that's why I got confused. Ah, yeah, that is bleeding a lot.
Yeah, you...
It's good, though.
As the blood started to appear, I heard you go, ketchup, lots of ketchup, so I think you're kind of seeing things. I want to take a minute, Duncan, just to apologize. As you're telling your story about fighting your cousins, you did take out a little drawing of them.
Mm.
I thought your face was all sort of cranked because of the slaps. I want to apologize to you and all your cousins. I didn't know that was like your thing. Like that was
It's genetic, yeah.
Uh-huh. I am so sorry. I just want to say I am so sorry.
They're genetically predisposed to take a rock and blast of magic to the face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is... I don't even know if... I hate to leave, but it's just going to be nice to have left making... I want to say 500 new friends.
Oh, sweetie, do you think you're walking out the door?
Is this a door? This is the door, right? This has to be the door. What am I pulling on?
Oh, he's drawing a circle in chalk.
Yeah, you're just drawing a circle in chalk.
This has got. This feels like a door handle.
You're drawing that. You're making that.
Honestly, that takes more dexterity to draw a circle than to open a door. Where did you get that chalk?
Oh, I mean, yeah, you need the chalk to draw the line to battle people this game. Yeah. My pocket, it was filled with about 6 sticks of chalk. Now, a lot of it's just crumbled because of that, honestly, the first shot.
You got hit so hard your pants blew off, so that's...
What am I wearing if not pants right now?
Not pants.
One of the bartenders is politely holding a menu in front of your groin. And your pants are embedded in the wood behind you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just going to be a permanent fixture of this restaurant now. This tavern is going to have, it's going to be like a Planet Hollywood with a pants in the wall.
Yeah, you should sign the wall. Sign the wall, Duncan.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take some chalk and I'll just write it over here. Must have been pretty close to where we were talking about.
He's just signing in the air, but that's okay.
Got
should
it.
Should I get
Duncan potato grease?
Do you want something to drink, like maybe an ale or a healing potion or like a coffee or what do you want?
Can we do like a Arnold Palmer ale a healing potion?
Arnie, have we told you about Arnold Palmer? We've lied to you. There are a lot more Arnies in this world. Arnold Palmer, who didn't go by Arnie, had the largest hands of any person alive. So they named a drink after him.
Yeah, it's Palmer.
Because of his big hands.
Huh. Yeah, his job was a Palmer. He, you know, if you wanted to see something in a big hand, just like, hey, can I see what my keys would look like in your big hand? He would palm them for you.
Okay. He could palm whole boulders, I heard.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved to drink two things mixed together, and somehow that's his legacy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I could get one of those, that'd be great. I haven't had anything to drink since earlier. The first thing I did when I started talking to you was take your drink and start to drink it.
Okay, yeah.
So since then, I haven't had anything to drink at all.
Yeah, I bet you're parched.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been a couple minutes, but you did get rocked in the face pretty hard.
Nothing makes me more thirsty than absolutely getting rocked in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chunt, Ani, should I have done this?
I mean, my first instinct is no, but after seeing it happen, it's a big no. Big okay. No. Yeah.
Sometimes I just agree to things because I like experiences.
Sure.
Usador, I want you to have your money back.
Thank you.
I want you to have your coin back.
Thank you. Great.
Minus 6 copper for the road, but here's the rest of your change. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right to me to have made you absolutely concede in defeat like that, humiliate you in front of everyone.
Oh, yes. No, I didn't have it in me to go on. I'll gladly take the L on this one.
How about this? Just so you don't have to walk away with nothing, if you feel like there's a way you can earn it more fairly, I'll take Usador's wager, and I'll challenge you, and you'll probably beat me pretty easily with your little fizzle finger magic.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Sure. I mean, I'll definitely do. I could do. You don't have, like, you're not, like, super powerful in the same way, like in a
once in a while I can accidentally do a Gaylee Lichtenkammer. I lit that candle. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Seems pretty evenly matched. Well, I'll take your wager, sir.
Okay.
Draw this line again in the ground.
Yeah. A lot of the blood and stuff erased the previous line, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like someone put red on sort of a, I guess, chalk. Chalk looks like chalk. I couldn't think of what chalk looked like.
Duncan, do you want us to bag up some of this blood? You can take it home with you.
Are you talking to me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's put it in a bag. I'll put it in. Well, I guess I'm going to have to leave my pants there, aren't I?
Yeah, they're permanent.
I guess if you could put it in a napkin and just sort of tie it up, that would be great.
Oh, there's no concern about that. One of my most powerful spells is to bag up blood.
Oh, wow. Okay. Glad I didn't take that in the face.
Ifrano call to son ha the thatra ha. There you go.
Arnie, did you not want to tell Duncan that you're the greatest warrior in all of Foon?
I don't really want to fight him, but I guess I'll tell him just in case. By the way, Duncan, I'm also the greatest warrior in all of Foon. It's not magic related, but I did accidentally...
It's not magic related.
No, it's not magic related at all.
Oh, and Duncan, you can stop stretching. That menu is going to prevent you from trying to do what you're trying to do.
It's right in the way. I'm feeling a plastic thing. Okay, well, you know what? If it's not magic related, I don't think it applies to this, so okay. Thanks for the disclosure.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right.
Oh, and of course, does our Arnie goes first?
Hospitality rules.
Hospitality rules. Yep.
Hospitality okay.
Oh, I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I get close, and then I guess I put my hand really close to your face?
Yeah, as close as you want. This is actually a good palate cleanser, I'm sure.
Okay. I guess just Gaily Blickton Calmer. Ah! Ah!
Whoa.
Shit.
Seems like that did a lot more damage than I would have expected.
Arnie, what did you do? Are you wearing like... Oh.
The inside of my eyes lit on fire.
Sorry. I guess Arnie. I did too close.
Yeah, you can't do it that close.
He said from this line down.
Oh.
I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to go to the bar.
I didn't know and get you could that, do that.
Get you a healing potion. Going to get a healing potion. Be right back.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I forfeit my turn.
What?
Oh, Duncan.
Okay. Chunt, here's the thing.
My turn? You want it to be my turn? I was thinking the same thing. Because this is a bonding exercise. We should all smack this guy, right?
2v1?
Well, if you want to tap in, he probably won't even know. I burned his eyes.
Lay it on me. I can take it.
I was just thinking I would just, like, poke him in the head with my finger or something, because... One, I don't have other magic spells, and also, I don't want to accidentally hurt him.
Yeah. Arnie, why don't you just pick me up and smack me, smack him with me. Does that make sense?
Okay, sure. But be honest, John, will that make you horny?
Make me horny?
Yeah.
Did somebody say horny?
Okay, never mind. Drop me. I don't want to do it.
Okay, all right, fine. I'm just going to, like, flick him in the face with my finger. Just, and I'll say some bullshit magic and pretend like it's a magic spell.
Yeah.
Okay, Duncan, potato grease. Okay. Here comes bibbidi bobbidi boo. Fink.
Oh, that's nice. Barely hit him.
Oh, no.
What did you do? What did
I
you
didn't
do?
Do
why,
anything.
Why is there a pumpkin growing out of his head?
I don't.
The pumpkin. There's a pumpkin. Oh. I know. I can't. My eye have covered in darkness, and my eyes are burnt out. But I know the smell and size of a pumpkin anywhere.
From the inside, you can feel the shape and size of a pumpkin.
I know I'm in a pumpkin.
Arnie, speaking of this year, I feel like we should finally make those jack-off lanterns you were talking about.
No. That's something okay. I'm working on in private.
Here. I got you the 64-ounce big heel.
Is this for me?
This is for you. Drink it down.
Can you carve the top of the pumpkin?
Yeah, I can carve the top of the pumpkin. Here you go. I'm going to pour a little in.
Okay, I'm opening my mouth like a baby bird.
There you go.
Okay. Guys, I think I got to give up. I think I got to give up.
Yeah.
And I think I got to leave. And yeah. I'm just going to pretend I didn't come here.
Yeah.
And ruin your winning streak? Arnie.
Look, I can do maybe one more round, but I think that's it. For me, it feels absolutely criminal to lose and ruin my win streak, but I'm not quite sure if there's an end game for me that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that makes sense, Duncan. Maybe, I guess at best, we could call it a draw.
I'll take a draw.
Yeah.
I'll take a draw.
Yeah, draw. I mean, I was trying really hard to throw that. Also, I am not powerful at all. You just seem really fragile. Like, maybe you sort of loosened you up too much, but I think you should not let anybody try to rock you in the face from now on.
I've learned a lot here today. And I'm going to take these lessons back home, and I'm probably not going to play that game anymore with anyone outside of my cousins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
This is a game for cousins.
This is a game for cousins.
We've been trying to tell you, Duncan.
Usually, when you hear that sentence, you hear something bad. But in this case, or you're watching a Fast and Furious movie. But this makes listen to that
family.
Yeah,
it's all about
It's all about family.
It's all about cousins.
Duncan, it's been wonderful to have you here today, and I'm so glad that you learned so much, and I only wish I could say the same.
Yeah, me too. Well, you're all my best friends, and I'll see myself out this door.
Okay, he's floating up to the ceiling.
Yeah,
yeah. Nope. I mean, that's kind of magic, I guess.
Ready?
He can float.
He's kind of bumping against the ceiling like a lost balloon.
I'm out. See ya.
Someone get a stick and just push him through the window.
Just keeps waving at us from up there.
Here, I could hit him with one of the stools. Oh, that knocked him out. Sorry, didn't knock him out through the window. It knocked him out.
Oh. Here, I'll pour a little more healing potion on him. Here. There you go. There you go. Duncan.
Okay, so long.
So long. So long. Here, just sort of just give him a nudge. He'll float away.
I fell back. My heel stuck.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, so, I was so weird.
Goodbye.
He's making his voice trail off, but he's still deeply stuck in the floorboards.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy to finally have a friend.
Just keep the shoe. Just keep the shoe.
He's like a living ghost. He's just...
Wow, there goes the horniest guy I've ever met.
I'm going to miss him. Well, I mean, I guess I won't because he's still going to be here for a long time, but eventually I'm going to miss him.
Eventually, yes. What a nice guy. Do you guys want to play Rock Each Other in the Face with Magic?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that looked like fun. All right.
All right, Arnie, stand over here. I'll go first.
No.
And they played Rock Each Other in the Face with Magic for 73 more minutes. And someday, that will be a Patreon episode. Shudder. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Duncan Potato Grease was played by special guest Zach Oyama. For more Zach, listen to the Rotating Heroes podcast on HeadGum and check out Dimension 20 on Dropout TV. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Grace Bormetti, Dexter DeLeon. Okay, there's a lot of parentheses in this one which don't exactly leap from the page in an audio format, but it's Nathaniel Quinn Yarvin and his Dr. Princess Lady. Bex Marie, Jonathan Putnam, Adelaiden. I think that's when Adel joins with four other Adels to become one giant Adel, capable of ruining even the strongest level of narrative continuity. Joshua, Rita O, Emily Malarkey, Cree, Emma from Sweden, and Callie K. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the latest bonus episode, Another Girls' Night, with Flower, Momo, and Gianessa.
Mark is
oh, my gosh. Okay, that was a very stressful start. Gianessa, I thought you were late. Of course, you would never be late.
Yeah, I would never be late. Early is on time. On time is punishable by death.
That's what your mug says. In Flower, he did notice, by the way, that passport was completely fraudulent.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
We really hit it off.
You and Mark?
We really hit it off. I'm not usually into guys. I'm not.
Right.
But they gave me 5 drinks.
Oh, yeah. 5 drinks will turn you straight.
Yeah. It wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't my least favorite.
Did you guys kiss? What do you mean?
Did you kiss? I got to 5th base.
How early were you? Because when
a day and a half.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Also, you were hanging out with the crew, like, way ahead of the ship boarding.
Yeah. There was a whole different round of passengers when I got here.
You're really scared about being late.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's punishable by death. I don't want to be late.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited, nay, stitched together from threadbare scraps of comedy with only hope to guide them, by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.